The December citrus forecast is in and unchanged from last month's, which is a good sign for the Florida citrus growers as the industry has been plagued with the citrus greening disease. The monthly forecast was unchanged from the previous 2 months, which keeps the estimate at 108 million boxes. Each box of oranges weighs about 90 pounds. Florida's grapefruit crop was also unchanged from last month's 15 million boxes. The Florida Department of Citrus Executive Director Doug Ackerman says the unchanged forecast is a pretty good sign that the crop size is stabilizing after being devastated for years by citrus greening. Most Florida oranges are grown or used for juice, but the disease has caused Florida orange production to drop by more than half in the past 10 years. And in the past 10 years, Florida growers have seen their share of canker, freezes, hurricanes, federal immigration problems, and greening. But through all of those problems, the citrus industry hasn't just survived, but it is thriving. A study given to the Florida Citrus Commission last week revealed the orange, tangerine, and grapefruit industry is valued at $10.7 billion and employed more than 62,000 people. Ben L. Britton, who chaired the Citrus Commission before he was elected to the House of Representatives, said, "We're producing a whole lot less, we're picking less, but we're getting more for it." Over $10 billion in sales in all sectors of the Florida economy can be somehow attributed to the Florida citrus industry. That includes about $5.3 billion in value added or contributions to the gross domestic product of the state of Florida. He also said the market won't endure higher and higher prices forever. What I learned while I was on the commission is that we all live and die on market demand. He went on to say orange juice consumption will continue only if the price is affordable. Consumption has fallen, but it hasn't fallen as quickly, and the prices have gone up. Mike D., Southeast AgNet.